Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, welcome back. We got Jack Leiter here ready to rock with us. It is time now for the Texas Rangers Player Show brought to you by Globe Life Field. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. Here he is, the College World Series champion, the first round pick of your Rangers, Pacific Coast League Pitcher of the Year last season, and now getting it done for your Texas Rangers, Jack Leiter here on The Fan. And good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Right on. Well, congrats on your first start the other day. That was terrific. What was your reaction? You feel like that's confirmation your hard work's paying off?
Yeah. Anytime positive results happen and you can help the team win the game, it's a great feeling, and I just hope to do that, a lot more in the future here.
What's that do for your confidence? How much more comfortable are you feeling up there right now?
Yeah, I feel good. I think in a lot of ways, confidence comes from preparation, and I feel really confident in the preparation that I have done and continue to do, and just my process and routine, and taking it one day at a time. So I'm just excited to continue to prepare well and compete my butt off, do as much as I can to help the team win.
So you didn't play on opening day, but you got to be a part of the festivities having made the opening day club. How is that? Like, what was opening day like for you being a part of that and also just having your buddy Kamar Rocker with you?
It was great. Yeah, it's great having Rock here. I will say, first opening day, and I was playing catch with Kamar and got hit in the head with a fly ball, so that wasn't great. Kind of squared me up, which was an unfortunate twist on my first opening day. But besides that, it was great.
You got a frozen peas on your head during the game, and we didn't even realize it.
No. It ended up being all right, honestly. But yeah, could have been worse, I guess.
Well, okay, you get that first win, though. I imagine the clubhouse celebration when Jack Leiter walks through the doors, it was probably a pretty awesome moment, huh?
Yeah, it was great. It was great. The guys there to celebrate and as a team, celebrate our first win of the year. So hopefully there's a lot more where that came from, and we can get on a roll here.
How were you and Jonah working well together during that start? Jonah, there was a moment where he came up and was talking to you, and I know just talking with someone on the Rangers beat, it seemed like that might have been a calming effect. What was that conversation like, and how is he to be able to have the backstop for you?
Yeah, I mean, Jonah's great. He's a pro for sure in the way he prepares and just how he goes about his business. So he's definitely a guy that a lot of people in the clubhouse look up to, and he's fun to watch. And obviously that was his game, because he called a great game, did what he does behind the plate, and hit two homers. So that was pretty awesome.
Is Jack Leiter here with you on The Fan? Jack, I think most players, they probably have this moment where it's like, holy cow, I'm in the big leagues and I just had a great game. This is absolutely amazing. Is it any different for you, you think, because you are the son of a big leaguer and you dominated youth and amateur and college? Like, how long have you expected something like this to happen?
I mean, it's a humbling game. So there's been times in my career where, going back to middle school and high school, where I was hoping to be able to play college baseball and just dreaming of being a big leaguer, I would say it wasn't an expectation the whole time. It was always the dream, though. And there's been times, when I got drafted as high as I did, where I felt like I was on the mountaintop, and then kind of knocked down a peg in the minor leagues pretty frequently, and just working my way through that and figuring out my process and my mental routine and how I prepare and how other guys do it and do it at a high level, and understanding that the good ones and the bad ones, they're all inevitable, and sometimes the bad one, it's not as bad as you thought, and the difference between the bad one and the good one might not be much at all sometimes. So it's a very, very interesting game, can be frustrating at times, but once you start to understand that, I think it's a beautiful thing. And, just prepare it for the highs and lows, honestly.
Hey, Jack, did the things that you went through last year, did that make you maybe more mentally tough going into spring and then maybe into the season?
Yeah, I mean, I would say so. I think, obviously, mental toughness is very important, and just the ability to keep getting knocked down and keep getting back up and going and figuring out ways to get better a little bit at a time, one day at a time, one pitch at a time, and kind of just being able to dominate the routine one day at a time. And I think that was the biggest takeaway from last year, through the good and the in AAA and the bad, some of the bad in my short time in the big leagues. I think that's the biggest thing, is good or bad, you got to keep going and move on as quick as you can.
So Evo gets the start tonight, and then you take the ball tomorrow for the getaway day. How much are you able to gain from Eovaldi and watching him attack this lineup in preparation for your start tomorrow?
Yeah, he's awesome. After opening day, he kind of walked me through what he was seeing with some of the guys and what he thought they were doing and their approaches and how it might have been the same or different from the scouting reports. And I'm sure he'll do some more of that, whether it's after the game or pregame tomorrow. And I mean, I'm excited to watch him go about his business. It's fun to watch him compete in every way, and he's definitely another guy who a lot of people look up to in this clubhouse, including myself, because the way he carries himself is second to none, I think.
It's Jack Leiter with us here on The Fan. How much torpedo bat conversation is taking place in the clubhouse these days?
Yeah, I mean, a fair amount. I think our hitters are definitely intrigued with it. I don't know exactly if any guys have them yet, but I'm sure with the results that other teams have been getting, that our guys will be swinging them here in no time.
Is that something that, as a pitcher, like you feel like, hey, this is kind of BS, or are you like, hey, let's welcome it, whatever the hitter needs to do, I'm Jack Leiter, damn it.
I mean, I honestly don't know. Like, I haven't seen the numbers on it. If it could be a fluke, and some of these 20-run games are not related to the bat, but yeah, I mean, whatever they decide, we gotta do our job. So if it becomes a little bit harder because somehow the bats are making them barrel up more balls, then everybody's got to deal with it, and we'll see. But we can't pay attention to the rules we can't control,
Just remind them that you dominated aluminum bats in your day. That's what you have to say. Listen, this torpedo bat, I was the aluminum killer, is what I was.
That is fair.
It's Jack Leiter here with you on 105.3 The Fan. So do you get starstruck by teammates or opponents?
I'll say that kind of came and went quickly, which I'm grateful for. Obviously, being in the big leagues is a dream, and you get up there, and there's guys that I used to watch on TV and use in MLB The Show and kind of idolize, and then all of a sudden they're in the same clubhouse or they're in the other dugout, and it's a surreal moment, I think. But then you quickly realize, like, you have a job to do. Nothing's changed. The scouting report says what it is. Your plan of attack is what it is, and you go out and you compete, whoever's in the box. So I would say the starstruck aspect kind of faded away quickly in a good way.
What type of rookie tasks have you had to deal with since getting up with the big boys? Have they you gotta bring food on the planes? You gotta do anything in particular? I know Josh Young was doing the bartending on the road trips on the airplane whenever he was a rookie, but what do they have you tasked with?
Yeah, I mean, I was carrying a cooler, but yeah, there's coolers duties. There's somebody's gotta carry the speaker on there. Probably get called up and sing a song at some point on the bus. So it's all good. It's all fun,
What's going to be your song, you think?
Maybe something country. Maybe some Toby Keith or something like that.
All right.
What's
the go-to Toby Keith song? I mean, can you do a little rendition for us?
No. I'm not going to go that far.
Hey, go with the boot in your ass. It's the American way. That's always a crowd pleaser, yeah, Jack. No, the chorus is banging.
Toby Keith's a legend.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jack. Congrats once again, and best of luck to you. Give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Salute the Texas Rangers Player Show.